This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Volvo says the combustion engine is a thing of the past. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Volvo, the Chinese-owned automaker, just announced that by 2019, all of its new cars will have electric motors, either electric or hybrid. Volvo plans to launch 5 new electric models in the next few years. Marketplace's Mariel Seguera is here live with us. Mariel, what's Volvo doing here?
There are a few things going on. The company says it's following through on a commitment to lower carbon emissions. Volvo had previously set this goal to sell 1 million electric and hybrid cars by 2025. And it announced in May that it was phasing out diesel engines. The CEO also said demand for electric cars is going up. So this is about giving customers what they want. And that'll help Volvo compete with Tesla and also with traditional automakers that are building electric cars like BMW and Audi. Volvo will be the first big car company to put electric motors in all its new cars. You know, the other thing is tighter emission standards are going to go into effect in Europe in a few years. And it'll be hard to meet those with traditional combustion engines. So making electric cars will help Volvo get around that problem.
Marketplace's Mariel Seguera, thanks. President Trump leaves today on his second foreign trip in the high office. He'll be attending the G20 meeting in Hamburg, Germany this weekend. But his first stop is Poland. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ginzer explains why.
President Trump likes the fact that Poland is one of the few NATO members to spend the required 2% of its GDP on defense. Like Trump, Poland's government takes a hard line on immigration, but it's a member of the EU and has to follow the rules.
Therein lies the rub right there.
That's Scheherazade Rahman of George Washington University. She says Poland can't, say, nail down its own trade deal with the U.S. during Trump's visit.
Whatever discussion takes place, Poland will then have to reach out to the entire EU community.
But Poland doesn't need approval for natural gas imports from the U.S. President Trump is hoping to ship even more natural gas to Eastern European countries who don't like depending on Russia, says Harvard fellow Emily Holland.
There's just a political motivation in diversifying their supplies away from Russian commodities.
President Trump is scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The housing sector still isn't firing on all cylinders 8 years into the economic recovery. Home sales were just okay earlier in the spring, and new home building has been disappointing, with housing starts and permits down in March, April, and May. As Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau in Portland, housing demand outstrips housing supply right now, and fixing that imbalance is going to take a while.
Vancouver, Washington is a bedroom community just across the Columbia River from pricey urban Portland, Oregon. The national builder Polish Homes is putting up 100 or so one- and two-story houses here, all under 2,000 square feet. They're priced between $300,000 and $350,000. That's below the median home price for the metro area. And Terry Wallum's realty firm is selling them quickly. Some go before construction's finished.
With rents that continue to push up, it is more affordable to buy. And so millennials are coming into the market.
Young people are getting established in their careers, starting families, looking for backyards and good schools. But Wallum says there aren't nearly enough homes for sale in this price range. Ever since the housing crash, builders have been cautious, putting up high-priced custom homes that deliver a solid profit, shying away from cheaper homes in new developments aimed at first-time buyers.
It's going to be a challenge for the industry to meet that unmet demand at the entry level.
Robert Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, and he says construction firms do see the market signals, the rising demand, but
builders continue to tell us the limits on how fast the industry can grow are, do builders have enough workers? Do they have enough lots? Access to construction loans?
He says don't expect many suburban starter home developments in hot coastal markets like Seattle, LA, or New York.
It's going to work better in markets where regulatory costs, land development costs are lower, where it's easier to build homes, places in the South, Texas.
Meanwhile, the slow rebound in home building is creating a crisis in affordability, says economist Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors.
Inventory levels are near historic lows, and consequently, prices are running up too high.
Back in Vancouver, Terry Wallum says even with all the new construction, it remains a seller's market. Except a lot of homeowners don't want to sell.
It's still very fresh in our minds what the Great Recession was. Your home, it's where you live, but it's also a long-term investment.
He says people are wary of selling that investment, worried that they won't be able to afford their next home, whether it's a trade-up or a place to downsize and retire. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The European Union wants more transparency when it comes to where multinationals make their money to prevent them from reducing tax bills. Companies like Google and Amazon are now going to have to publish profits from each individual country they operate in and give employee numbers to prove they're not shell companies. Apple has been caught up in an Irish tax scandal for years. The EU says that company needs to pay back almost $15 billion from earnings in Ireland. The U.S. government has now said it will intervene. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shen. Our engineer this week is Brian Allison. I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.